call 970-776-0258. It's 970-776-0258.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Who made China great? Who made or helped to make Russia great? Who made America great? And then also, who made China great? In programs in the past, during the early years in the Trump administration, researching, I owe everything to people that have researched, and I've been able to find research in their articles, and it's helped me to be able to put together interesting information, things that I find. For example, I have always been interested in dynasties, the people that are powerful in the societies in this country, or in this society, in the other societies of the world, Europe especially. And there's a common thread. The common thread is the people that come to power, the general people of this country, the good people of this country, we don't plan to build empires. We want our children and our grandchildren to be educated, to be set financially, to live, you know, to abide by laws. But the other people, the wealthy people that have great wealth, they think differently. They have to. They don't generally allow their children to marry into the common world of the common people, to the bourgeois. No, their children are always, most of the time, marriages are arranged, like Charles and Lady Di. This was an arranged marriage by the Queen Mother, that old reptile, and the royal family. The royal family, they knew Diana's father, mother, relatives, and it was the best choice for the royal family. They didn't want Charles to marry down. They wanted him to marry up. Up meaning what? He wasn't going to marry someone whose lineage did not have occult power. He was going to marry into a lineage so that he could have children, sons, not daughters. It was made sure that he had sons, not daughters. And Diana, her lineage, her occult lineage, was very powerful. And so the marriage was basically arranged. There were other families in, you might say, the pool of possibilities for Charles. I met a woman and her husband. She was related through the grandparents, and her grandmother and Elizabeth's grandmother were relatives, cousins. She was one of the possibilities for Charles. Her father was in the lineage of the Kaisers, and when Lady Di was murdered, she got this friend, received a call from her father, and he gave her one instruction: disappear. Just straight out disappear, which she did. She hid in the, just in society, didn't want any part. She's been to the royal castle, to the family house. She's been played in the kitchen, played in the great dining room. She said Charles was just grotesque because his ears were so big. And she, when she was young, she was 11, 12, she'd went for a couple of 3 summers to visit the family. She was one of the possibilities. But she was much older than Lady Di, not as attractive. And but coming from that lineage, there is an occult factor. The people in the dynasties, they are careful to not marry into not just the common the general population, but to not marry in a downward spiral with lesser power in the as a generation. They want to marry into generations that are very powerful spiritually in the occult, like with Bill and Hillary. They're cousins, but they both have occult backgrounds, occult lineage, and the family members on both sides pretty much decided who the partner was going to be. Hillary's partner would be Bill. Bill's partner would be Hillary. Hillary is much more powerful in the occult than Bill. This is the research. It's a known fact. It's not something that is not presenting something that isn't known already. So these dynasties, not only are they powerful because they marry into the occult lineages, but they control everything. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Is the driveway made of fruit leather, or has the apple stopped appling? If your half of a 100-foot cottonwood tree just needs a haircut, call Affordable Tree Service North at 970-568-6898. We have saved many trees everyone else said was dead.
I'll show off!
Hey, you're not in this one either. From fire mitigation, bushes, trees, to bees, that's 568-6898.
God bless us!
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
Well, I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama would have been.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions, or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show. For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact at 1360KHNC.com.
Hey, listeners, this is Anita, your Medicare specialist. Annual enrollment has come to an end for this year, but don't fret. You still have an opportunity starting January 1st through March 31st to make a change in your plan. Call me for details at 970-515-6882. Also, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you're concerned about your copays, I have some affordable solutions for you. Call me, 970-515-6882, to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment.
The P.E. Gun Show, May 28th and 29th, is located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. This show features two firearm drawings sponsored by Elijah Hatch, running for Weld County Commissioner at Large. With CCW classes, food all weekend, and thousands of fellow patriots, it's a great way to spend the day. For info, see PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
And who do you owe your soul to? The company store? To these families that intermarry? They marry their cousins. There is incest with father and children. And mothers and children, they violate all of the laws of God that are forbidden. Joe Biden, Ashley Biden, comes out in her diaries. She documents that she used to take showers with her father, and she knew it was inappropriate, but what do you do? Everything that happens in secret, Christ said, will be made known. The Bible was very clear in the Old Testament. God had the prophets of Israel document the sins of the kings of the nations and the sins of the people of the nations. Also, it was documented the sins of the kings of Israel and the children of Israel. God is not a respecter of persons. God documents the truth about all things. In the time in which we live, in the Old Testament, it was documented what these people do. In the time in which we live, we're not watching or we're not viewing the evil of invisible people. We are in clear view, a clear perspective of the people that rule this country and their evil, their sins, their wickedness, their plans. They have an objective. Their plans will span hundreds of years. Our plans, we plan ahead maybe for our education for our children, our retirement, and possibly an inheritance for our children in the future. They plan to control cities, to control regions, to control nations, to control continents, to control the universe if given the opportunity. They keep the power within the families. And in about late 1800s, let's say 1870, the European families that were very powerful in England, many moved to America because there was wealth to be made in the plantations in the south, and timber, minerals. Well, one family was very fortunate, and it was the Rockefeller family. Rockefeller family They found oil in Ohio. And from that point forward, they took off as a family, as a lineage, and became so powerful that eventually they would own New York City. New York City, to this very day, is still owned by the Rockefeller Foundation, Rockefeller Children. Some of the interviews with some of the children and grandchildren of David, Nelson, Lawrence, these people, these children and the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, they never, ever get to live an enjoyable life like we do, because they are controlled from birth to death. They are going to inherit, but not only will they inherit, they are sent to the top schools to learn the family business. They learn to hide. They are careful to stay out of the spotlight. Only a few Rockefeller, do you hear of the Rockefeller, the great Rockefeller children, the dynasty of all these thousands of children? No. Do you even think about it? No. They hide their lineages, but they own everything. They train their children to control, to own everything. So the John D. Rockefeller, he knows the Rothschild family out of Europe, and he eventually is picked. There's another person that was a possible contender, not a contender, someone that would have possibly been the person to rule and own this country. His name was William Andrews Clark. That's his alias. His real name was Jesse James, the notorious outlaw. Jesse James, a brilliant, brilliant person, powerful person, a senator, I believe it was from Montana, was given the opportunity to control the ownership, basically, was given the opportunity to direct America's future. But Jesse James didn't want that. He felt there was, he had enough. He was at one time the wealthiest person in the world. Some of the gold that he had mined is still to this day hidden. Nobody knows where it is. Well, the Rothschild family out of Europe, and even I believe that Jesse James, I have no doubt in my research that he did know the Rothschild families in Europe. He married a girl that was French. She was from a wealthy family. They had two daughters. One daughter, the daughter who lived, one of the daughters died, when she was before she even turned 20. And the second daughter, Huguette, she died about 5 years ago. And Huguette's family, all the family members, are fighting now for the family fortune. Huguette was very wealthy. She was secluded, a recluse. Jesse James' daughter, when she found out that her father was really Jesse James, she pretty much went into hiding. Wise move on her part. So the Rothschild family, I believe, gave the opportunity to Jesse James or William Andrews Clark to rule and govern this nation. Clark turned it down. Next in line, and listen, again, the Rothschild family, researching this family, they're definitely members that have been in, steeped in, still are members in the occult, secret societies. They gave the opportunity to John D. Rockefeller because of his occult lineage also. Hidden occult lineage, nevertheless, still powerful. And the rest is history. Eventually, by 1889, he He pretty much, John D. Rockefeller, pretty much owns all of New York City. Owns New York City. Basically controls the whole state. By that time, he's already beginning to influence politicians in not only New York, but the Boston area of the East Coast, also in Washington, D.C. Little by little, incrementally, he's like a bulldog, pit bull. Every time there's a little bit of loosening, a pit bull, once it takes hold of another animal, it waits until that animal relaxes, then it takes a little bit bigger bite, and a little bit bigger bite, until it strangles the adversary, whatever he's attacking. Same principle with the Rockefellers. Little by little, they're always moving forward. Eventually, they are sending corporations all over the world. But before they send everything out, they go into the Indian lands of America. Because on the Indian lands, you don't want to drill for oil just in the Gulf of Tonkin in the late 60s, early 60s. No, you want to stay as close to home and drill because you're more profitable. They set their eyes on Nelson Rockefeller when he was a young boy. They set the eyes on the Indian lands here in the United States of America. And they went in and began to drill, mine the resources. It's a plan. It is an objective. The more, the better. At the same time, they were able, they had the wisdom, they had the intellectual understanding of how to manage the finances, to put together the whole apparatus so that they control everything from finding a lease, drilling, transporting, getting the oil or the riches to market. And then they begin to stash their money in other investments. They don't put their money in the bank and let it sit. They look for other investments, especially patents, the patent industry. Whoever's coming up with a new technology, they're going to be involved. The best example is a grandson or a great-grandson by the name of Mark Zuckerberg Greenberg. Well, I should say Mark Greenberg Rockefeller Zuckerberg. And this young boy steals all of the intellectual property of social media, the way in which you put Facebook, Twitter, all of it together, part of the family. And basically the family owns everything. Then you have other children, such as Hillary and Bill. And one of the Rockefeller plans, I'm kind of giving a shotgun approach to all of this. The Rockefellers began in China controlling the medical world in China, the hospitals, the whole system. And they learned how to put together a system and control it in China. Well, they were going to bring that system via Hillary Clinton. I believe that Hillary may be the daughter of Nelson Rockefeller. A niece to David. They decide to put a plan called Hillary Care in the 90s, introduce it into this country. And this was a Rockefeller plan. Because they were already doing it in China, why not do it in the United States? I'm totally off script today, but this is so interesting. I'm enjoying it. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Joe from Checkapro here. Join me this Saturday at 3 p.m. I'll be talking about ways how to save money and be more comfortable in your home with Koala Insulation of Boulder. That's this Saturday at 3 p.m. right here on KHNC. Tune in to learn how to save money and be more comfortable in your home.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
Do you have a 401k sitting with a previous employer or various IRAs and don't know what to do with them? Look no further. My name is Joey DeQuint, and I work with Northwestern Mutual. I take the time to educate you on all your options, making sure you pay the lowest fees possible while taking advantage of any and all tax options as well. It can be very frustrating not knowing how your money is working for you or what your money is even being invested in. Together, we will develop a philosophy for how your money will work for you with complete transparency. On top of that, I will be constantly rebalancing your portfolio every quarter, making sure we are always properly diversified in the market. I take pride in making sure my clients are always taken care of. Again, I'm Joey DeQuint, and you can reach me at my cell phone number, 602-909-9048. Again, my number is 602-909-9048, and I'm always a call or text away.
Hello, this is Daniel from A&D Design. We stopped by today to let you know that we have kitchen and bathroom cabinets. These are soft close full overlay cabinets with full extension rails made of plywood. You can contact us at 303-968-6678, and Cyrus has our website.
You can find more information on our website at andcabinetdesign.com. That's andcabinetdesign.com.
And again, just call me, 303-968-6678.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
On her way to work one morning, down the path alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman.
Sighed the snake.
And the principle is this. In the Proverbs, Solomon stated, if you spend time with the fool, you become a fool. If you take in a snake, it will turn on you. Don't be wise. Be wise as a serpent, gentle as doves. Don't take in any snakes. Have the wisdom to know who you're bumping elbows with, because you never know. And in the world presently, so many evil people that if ever there was a time to be wise, it's now. I would say if you're wise, continue to spend time with the wise. If you're a fool, you better spend time with the wise, because a companion of fools suffers harm. You want to have a hardship come to you? Spend time with fools. Just a little bit of wisdom. Now, going back to this lineage eventually is the lineage that is responsible for tapping the oil and the minerals and the resources on Indian land in this country. And American people don't realize what happened. How were they able to talk the Indians into giving up mineral rights? Because the Rockefeller family, Nelson Rockefeller, had a strategy. They presented themselves to be good Christian people, and they used the churches, like the Baptist Church and the big churches, Presbyterians, all of them. These people were working on the Indian lands in this country. They'd send missionaries into the Indian lands in the southwest, northwest, central part of the country, all over. Not only did they do that in this country, they did it internationally, in Brazil, all over the world. And they would send the missionaries in, and the missionaries would gather info on these different people in these different areas. And they would find out who was the head chief or the person in charge of these small villages like in Brazil. And then they would talk these people into giving them the mineral rights to the area. And if they didn't, well then, this family put together a Praetorian Guard. And that Praetorian Guard, prior to the CIA, had other names, but it was a United States Secret Service or secret agencies which had military experience. They would go in and deal with whoever the elder of the tribe was, get rid of them, and you might say force these people to turn over the mineral rights. Then they would go in and explore, drill. This is the way it was done with them. And I have to say, as a minister, I have a ministry. As I looked at this, there was a book that came out years ago, Thy Kingdom Come. And it talks about how the Rockefeller family did this in this country and throughout the nations of the world. It was the main churches that were being used, going in to document what was happening in these little villages, how many people, who the leaders were, who the elders were, the tribal leaders. It's cunning. This is the way they work. This is the strategies of the children of the devil. I use this scripture for the last week, and it's out of Job chapter 9, verse 24. And Job said that at the end of the world, the whole world will be put into the hands of the wicked, and that God will blind the eyes of the judges and let the judges be unfair. Only God has this kind of power, and he allows it. So the wicked, in conjunction with the judges, they're responsible for the evil in the world today. I think that here, in this last decade, the labyrinth of all of this mysterious going, everything mysterious, and the mysteries of how these people control the world is being made known, fulfilling another word that Christ stated, that nothing that's been done in secret will be hidden. Everything will be brought out into the open so that the nations can see who these people are. But they're very cunning. They're very powerful. They own the world. They use finances to control everything. But you have a group that really controls and gives direction to, that is the main center, the brain center, the control center, the beast system. It's a beast network. I'll call it that. And it's called the Pilgrim Society out of London and the Sister Society in New York City. And the Rockefeller family was part of the plan to put these two groups together. One group controls all of Europe. The other group controls all of America. And together they control the world. At the end of the world, Christ said that you will see a plan that is in the Bible from the Old Testament to the New Testament in the book of Revelation. It will be a group of people who will put together a system that will be able to control pretty much the Western world, not the whole world. The Asian nations, some of the distant nations, are going to be able to survive this plan. And the plan is in Revelation chapter 13. It's talking about a mark of the beast system. It talks about two individuals. Some people say it's two countries, two powers. I do believe that too. America, and possibly it could be England. But I do believe it is also two individual people. And they will put in a system that controls religion, the militaries, and the economies. We'll continue in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez of Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com or podcasts.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
GotsPainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
A lot of radio stations boast about having 200,000, 300,000, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
Dawning of the age of Aquarius, babe.
This is the age of Aquarius. I remember being in the 60s when we entered that age. And now we have a new age that we've entered into. The final decade prior to the return of Jesus Christ. The decade like no decade ever in the history of mankind. The greatest decade on one hand, the most evil on another. And it will be a decade of upheaval, and the kingdom of darkness is going to have its last opportunity to rule over the nations. And very shortly, their power, we think, is there's no way to stop them. Well, in the Bible it says that they're not going to be able to achieve, just like in the Old Testament with the Tower of Babel. They began to build that tower, but they never finished it. And that tower was to reach to heaven, and it didn't. And they're building another Tower of Babel digitally, through technology, through the CERN. I talked about it yesterday. And they're building this tower that is going to reach to God's heaven and invade God's throne. But it says that they're not going to achieve their objectives. They won't. And in the meantime, God is going to mock them. He's going to frustrate them. He is going to interfere with what they do. They're not going to be able to be successful. And they don't want to admit it, but they're beginning to see, even though they have so much power presently, they're beginning to see that there's too much out from the outside, from outside of the known universe, there is something out there that is directing things that they can't control. A good example, they were hoping they could direct and steer Hillary Clinton right into the presidency. And they used every tool, method known to man, the media, the voting machines, paying off voters, bringing in illegal voters, voting twice, three times, and it failed. And they realized, wow, we did everything possible, and still Donald Trump became the president. And during the time that Donald Trump was a president, our plans were some to a great degree put on hold. And they know that it was the God of heaven, the God that they're trying to dethrone, that is laughing at them. He is mocking them, he is laughing, and they're in an uproar. They're mad. They're in a rage. And you have now, at the end of the world, with all of the information and the history of this great nation, America, I call it a great, great desert. And the desert floor is made of granite. And on this desert floor, everything that comes across the desert floor, every spider, snake, scorpion, every coyote, anything coming across this desert floor leaves its mark. And it's documented. And as soon as it comes across the desert floor, it turns to granite so that the truth can't be erased. It will be covered up with sand, but you get a little wind to blow across the desert floor and everything is brought out into the open. And here we get to see the one family, the greatest family in this country ever, and probably the greatest family ever in the world, greater than the Caesars of Rome, greater than Pharaoh, the Rockefeller family. This family basically controls not only New York, not just Washington, D.C., and all the people and the politicians and the industry in this country, and now the digital social media through the Mark Greenberg, Rockefeller, Zuckerberg, and they own pretty much the country. And like I was saying, the Rockefellers had a plan to bring in a medical system into this country called Hillary Care, but it was too soon. God didn't allow them to do it, though they had already the way in which to do it. They've done it in China back in the 1870s, 1880s, 1890s. They were already putting together a program in China. In that time period, they were also, the Chinese were using vegetable oil to light their lamps. Well, what are their kerosene lamps? So what did the Rockefellers do? They build the kerosene lamps. They take the kerosene lamps to China, and then they sell the Chinese the kerosene that they burn in their lamps that they sold to the Chinese, and they're putting together a healthcare system in China, doing away with their ancient old Chinese medicine and bringing in Western medicine. What a plan, huh? Isn't this incredible how they do things? Then they tried to bring Hillary Care into this country. And I believe her father was upset because he didn't feel she was doing enough to get the program and put the program in place. But that was going to be through Barack Obama. Is Barack Obama related to the Rockefeller family? That's the $100 million question. We're going to continue in the future to discuss that. But right now, I don't have the time. I need another. Time isn't on my side. But it's okay. I have it possibly for another show. We'll discuss it then. And but listen, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts, for my program and programs through the week. On the weekend, join me on Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehebo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
How would you like some free advertising?
Free! 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 Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003, and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Okay, we're going to finish out. We're in a permanent criminal state. And what a tangled web these people weave. Trying to unravel this labyrinth, this tangled maze, this mess, this net of control through these dynasties. They own everything. They control everything. And it's not a lot of theys, it's just a few theys. And the theys in the families that don't go along with the plan of the families, the children, I've read stories of some of these children. I really feel sorry for them. They marry their cousins, their second cousins, their third cousins. They don't ever, they're never free. They're caught in this maze, this web, this system. And one thing that's not allowed in that system is the knowledge of a God who loves them, a God who would love to see them in his eternity with him, so that he can get to share the very, very best. They may think they have the best here on the earth during their lives, but they're being cheated. They don't know freedom. They don't know joy. They don't know real love. All they have is control. They don't know friendship. They have no hope. These families, these people in these families, Christ came to set them free too. But the system makes sure that the Holy Spirit can never invade that system. But don't you worry, because the Holy Spirit, if he has marked out some of these family members to be his, if he has chosen them, they will get saved. He will visit them personally, just like with Muslim people in the Middle East. They have a system where Christ cannot reach them. The Word of God cannot reach them. But still, Christ visits them personally, individually. And it's the same with these families, with the Rothschilds, with the Rockefellers, with the children, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, the great-great-great-great-grandchildren. If God wants to, he can visit them and they become his. They get to know him. But generally what happens is upon meeting Christ, this cannot be allowed. Example here in this country, JonBenet Ramsey. This little girl meets the Lord before she is murdered. She met Christ through a little friend that preached the gospel to her, a little 5-6-year-old little friend. Talked to her about the Holy Spirit, talked to her about Jesus and the love of Jesus. And a little girl, JonBenet, got saved. Well, one thing that happens after these people get saved and they meet the Lord, the memories begin to come back and the evil that has been done to them begins to come back. And mom and dad cannot allow it. Mom and dad and the covens cannot allow the memories to come back to these little children, remembering all the evil that was done to them. This is the way it is in that world. Thank God that most of us are not in that world, have never been part of that world, and will never be part of that world. That right there in itself is a great mercy. You need to thank God that you were not allowed into that world. That's it for today. Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcast. Join me Sunday, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program. Come to church on the radio. Rick Rodriguez. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258, My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley.